Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
21114.
21114. Thank you.
You're welcome.
First and last name, please.
Daly.
And first name?
Mary.
Okay, thank you. Can I have your shipping address for security purposes?
2237 Notley Lane, Crofton, Maryland, 21114.
Thank you. I see an order was in on January 30th for $7.95 for a smartwatch. How can I assist you?
Well, I see that there was money taken out of my account for $56.95.
Yes, because when you place order on January 30th, you're in trial basis to call in and cancel any future charges. If you don't call in and cancel...
Okay, no one said anything about that. Why am I getting charged? No one said anything that you have to call and cancel.
Did you went over the terms and policies, ma'am, before agreeing to them?
They didn't go over them, no.
No, I'm saying did you go over the terms
did
and
I
policies? Yes.
No, I didn't see any terms and policies.
But you accepted that information for the charge to go through for the shipping and handling. Because when you place order on January 30th, you're in trial basis to call in and cancel any future charges. If you don't call in your trial started on January 30th and expired on February 1st. On February 2nd, we were trying to bill you the $56.95, but it was declined. So then we tried to bill you on February 3rd, and it was approved. We billed you for the item that you pay the shipping and handling.
I didn't get the item, first of all, so I don't want it canceled.
Your item, your trial doesn't start the day that you receive the item. You have 48 hours to call in and cancel for you not to get billed the retail price of the item. The item has already been shipped out, but you can't stop a shipment when it has already been sent out.
Okay, when should I receive it?
Let me track it down. Give me one moment. Adam shows that was already delivered to you, ma'am, on February 2nd to your postal service.
Okay, well, I haven't received it.
It shows deliver in a mailbox. That is what your postal service is advising us. I can provide you with a tracking number.
Okay, and what am I supposed to do now that I haven't received it?
The only thing that I can do, because you're saying that you didn't receive it, even though it is showing otherwise, I can offer to reship out the item.
And if I don't want it when I get it, I just refuse it?
No, we have a no return policy, ma'am.
Okay, I don't know why I'm being $56 charged, because there
because
was nothing there that I saw.
In that trial.
No one said anything about a trial, ma'am. And how many times is this going to come out? Just one time and that's it?
It is a one-time fee. It is stated to you in the terms and policies. You didn't place this order through the phone.
There was no time. No, there was no policies there.
I'm looking at your IP address, ma'am. And I'm seeing those terms and agreements.
Well, I didn't see them on my side. If I did, I would have read them.
That is what your IP address is, where you placed the order. Well, it shows me what device you placed the order, all the information.
Okay,
where
well,
you
I'm
going to
dispute it because I did not buy it.
You filing
I'll
a dispute
with
your bank?
Card. Yes.
You filing a dispute, then we'll get in contact with corporate. Corporate
okay,
on their side have to turn over your IP address, tracking numbers
okay,
that lead back to the address.
Okay, that's fine.
Name
but
on
I
the
will
account.
I will be disputing it. Goodbye.
Unfortunately, when your bank sees